Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Laurie Rubinson, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Laurie Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan. At 888-808-1019, producing tonight, Mr. Michael Fliegelman. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours. Topics: the Jets win their second game in a row. Still no passing game. Woody Johnson was actually right about that, but they realized that Breece Hall actually plays on the team, and you can actually get him the football. The Knicks beat the Nets. What can you take away from a lopsided game like this? We can get into that. But we start with the New York Giants, who blow yet another double-digit lead. Double-digit fourth-quarter lead. Lost yet again, 11th straight road game. And worse yet, Jackson Dart left the game with a concussion after leading the Giants, after establishing a lead. And in terms of the Giants, I think I'm going to start tonight with what John Mara should be saying to Jackson Dart. Because I start tonight with an apology. Dear Jackson, we owe you an apology. They won't do that. So on behalf of them, I will. On behalf of John Mara, on behalf of Joe Shane, on behalf of Brian Daboll, on behalf of the defensive coordinator whose defense falls apart in the fourth quarter game after game, Shane Bowen. On behalf of all the teammates who cannot hold a lead on defense, who get paid a lot of money or were drafted highly, but do nothing to create impact plays, especially in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, Jackson, on behalf of teammates that cannot catch some of the passes you throw and put on their hands. I will say Darius Slayton with an exceptional catch today. A one-handed catch. But other balls, passes that hit guys in the hands and that they drop. I'm sorry today even on behalf of Jermaine Illuminor. A couple bad plays there a couple times during the game where he just simply did not properly account for where a free rusher was coming from and tried to double or triple team block somebody else, leaving a free rusher towards the quarterback. I'm sorry on behalf of all the coaches, front office, and players who are letting you, Jackson Dart, down. I am sorry for you. Because all you do is compete. Jackson Dart, there's a lot of qualities we could sit and talk about that you look for in a franchise quarterback. And, you know, do they make the players around them better? Do they elevate others? And when you look at the supporting cast of weapons that Jackson Dart is playing with, without Malik Nabers, without Cam Scadaboo, this Giants team really does not have many weapons. You look across the field at what Caleb Williams has for the Bears. And yet, until Jackson Dart got hurt, he was leading his team to a victory. He was outplaying the former number one overall pick from last year, a guy who's now in his second year, Caleb Williams. And even with so little around him, he was elevating others and once again had his team leading. And his best trait is his will to compete. And this level of compete, it's just off the charts. It's great. It's contagious. It inspires his teammates. But without a lot of other playmakers on this roster, it has a downside. And that downside is that Jackson Dart wants to win so badly that he tries to take all of this on himself. He will fight for every yard. And someone has to get through to him that availability is an ability. Availability is a skill. He is too important to this franchise. And maybe that's Eli Manning, Mr. Available. Maybe Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator, needs to call Patrick Mahomes and ask him to talk to Jackson Dart. Maybe Brian Daboll needs to call Josh Allen and ask him to talk to Jackson Dart. But someone has to get through to Dart. That when you try to do too much and carry it all on your shoulders, you risk hurting yourself. And when a player is taking all those hits, this is now the third time in the regular season, it happened once in the preseason, that he has been in the concussion protocol during a game in his young career. And now he has a concussion. We'll see if he plays next week or not. And the entire tenor of this game changed when he left the lineup. Forget the fumble. The Giants could have weathered that if Dart had stayed in this game. But when you lose him and you switch to Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson, who, by the way, at this point, why is he even the backup quarterback? You want to keep him in the locker room at the moment for the vibes, for the mentoring? Fine, whatever. But his playing days look past him. Russell Wilson, in this game, he was 3 for 7 passes for 45 yards. And that might not sound so dreadful, except that Devin Singletary caught a screen pass and took it, caught a pass behind the line of scrimmage and managed to break a tackle and take it 41 yards. So without that play from Devin Singletary for 41 yards, essentially Russell Wilson was 2 for 6 for 4 yards. That's what he was. That's the impact of Russell Wilson. Devin Singletary broke tackles for 41 yards. That goes on his ledger. But otherwise, 2 for 6 for 4 yards. Is Russell Wilson. Jameis Winston should be the backup quarterback. If you're keeping Winston for next year as the backup quarterback, don't you want to even let him play? Why are you playing Wilson? He's washed. He's flushed. He's done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And Brian Daboll at this point. Daboll loves Dart. Dart's his guy. We know that. And part of what he loves about this young quarterback is what he called his moxie. And when he was asked earlier this season about trying to coach Jackson Dart to not take so many hits, not be in harm's way, he sounded like somebody who, you know, talked about not wanting to coach the aggressiveness out of him. And earlier this season, when Jackson Dart was even asked about not taking hits like that and Daboll, and he said, I actually think that it was quoted, Jackson Dart as saying something like that, I think Dabes actually likes it, that he plays that way. Well, if Brian Daboll is not going to be the guy who can get through to Jackson Dart and help him protect himself, then it's time to change. And if you listen to Brian Daboll in these, listen to him talk in these post-game press conferences, and he sounds like dead man walking. He sounds like a coach who knows he will be fired at the end of the season. He just sounds resigned, dejected, depressed, defeated. And when they ask him about these fourth quarter collapses, it's clear he has no answers. If you gave him truth serum, he would tell you, I have no answers. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do something differently to get through this team so they don't collapse in the fourth quarter. And the Giants won't do this. But Shane and Daboll both should be fired. Make a move, make a change, elevate Mike Kafka to interim head coach. See what you have. And for all the people who say, well, continuity, you need Daboll, continuity. You know what? Certainly for the rest of this season, you'd have Mike Kafka as offensive coordinator. You have Shea Tierney, his quarterback's coach. Those two guys would be staying around. You'd have the mentors, Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Jackson Dart says Winston's like having another coach. He'd have those guys in his quarterback room. All that continuity, those guys are staying. Mike Kafka, see what he can do as an interim coach. Then you'll know at the end of the season if you're ready to move on, when you're ready to move on. You can get a little preview. Can Kafka somehow figure out how to light a fire under this Giants team, including the defense, and get through these guys? Never know until you give him a try. And then in the front office, Brandon Brown, the assistant GM, a guy who came over from Philadelphia a couple years ago, he's been talked about as a potential GM candidate around the league. Make him the interim GM. I'm not saying you'll learn a ton between now and the end of the season, but you know what? You'll see how he operates, how he leads a little bit. It can't be worse than where they are right now. Collapses and taking the most precious, valuable commodity in football and maybe in all of sports. And that is a potential franchise quarterback on a rookie contract. And it looks like Jackson Dart has the qualities that if he is coached properly, surrounded by appropriate weapons and cast of characters, that the Giants have a franchise quarterback, somebody to be excited about, who could lead them potentially to the playoffs, not this season, obviously, and maybe someday to a Super Bowl. But that's not going to happen if Jackson Dart continues to end up in concussion protocol or with concussions, physically beaten. And then we'll see another quarterback leaving town, whether that's Sam Darnold with the Jets or Daniel Jones with Indy now. And we watch these quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield with the Browns. We watch these quarterbacks who are in situations and they don't develop. And then eventually they find the right home and the right situation, and suddenly there is a chapter two, a second act. And all the talent and things that you thought you saw and the potential that maybe you saw, especially in a rookie year from some of these guys, or that you saw in college and you thought was in there. And then they leave New York and they go someplace and they flourish. And Jackson Dart was made for this town, made for this city, made for the Giants. And I'll apologize on behalf of the Giants that they're going to waste him. They're going to hurt him if they don't make some serious changes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.